Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians, they know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, we are in a new studio, so it's going to take me a minute to readjust to my new surroundings. So if you hear anything on your radio that is unusual for my show, just manage it like that. You know, just understand. Bear with me. It's a new studio, and I'm trying to figure out where everything is and where all the buttons are, etc., etc. But hey, I hope you had a great weekend. I've got the real first hard fact of the day for you. Lagos lost at least 300 medical lab scientists to immigration in the past 6 months. That's according to the Lagos chapter of the Association of Female Medical Laboratory Scientists. 300 of their members left the country. That's not counting the male lab scientists, though, that may have left. So yeah, we have a bit of a medical crisis on our hands, Lagos. Second hard fact of the day, 1,500 Lagosians sat for the professional qualification exam. That's the exam that anybody who wants to be a certified teacher must pass. And we had 1,500 Lagosians who sat for that exam. The Teachers Registration Council of Nigeria says 11,350 candidates sat the exam nationwide, meaning that Lagos accounts for 13% of the candidates. It's really good news, I think. Hopefully, most or all of those Lagosians pass the exams so that we can end up with over 1,000 new teachers to reduce the teacher deficit in our primary and secondary schools. If you're one of the people who wrote that exam, congratulations to you in advance. Well done. I'm very proud of you. Third hard fact of the day, the Dangote refinery has now been commissioned. President Buhari was in town for the commissioning. So was the Labour Party presidential candidate, Peter Obi, the former Senate President Bukola Saraki, the governor of Osun State. We also have the leader of the APC, the political party APC. We have several governors in attendance. Kashim Shettima is also there present. We also had presidents from other countries attend. So we had the president of Ghana, Togo, all present, because the Dangote refinery also represents great news for the Africa Free Trade Area, for the Africa Continental Free Trade Area Agreement. If you haven't heard anything about the AFCFTA, you should listen to my show on Wednesdays. Wednesdays from 6:15, I have an export expert who comes to talk to you about how you can maximize the offerings of the AFCFTA. Okay, so anyways, yes, Dangote Refinery has been commissioned now. Over the next few months, we're going to see exactly how the refinery affects petrol supply in Nigeria. So that refinery is supposed to cater to us in Nigeria, cater to neighboring African countries, and also be exported into other parts of the world. Now, how much of the petrol and diesel will be sold locally? How much will be exported? We're going to see. 1 million Lagosians listen to Hard Facts, though. they cannot be wrong. So thank you for joining them today. I've got a great show for you, starting with the big weekend. Let's talk about the PEPT refusing to televise its proceedings. That's the Presidential Election Petition Tribunal. Let's also talk about the closure of the Ijora Olokpa Bridge. Then let's talk about a woman who allegedly stabbed the child she allegedly enslaved in her home. And then let's talk about the war of words between Matawalle and the EFCC. Chukwudi is back today with Checkpoint. I've been looking forward to hearing from Chukwudi again after his long break. You know, first it was I Beg to Differ was on for about 5-6 weeks, and so we didn't have Chukwudi on air, and then he went on his own holiday, because apart from being on Nigeria Info, Chukwudi is also on Wazubia Max TV, our sister TV station. But he'll be back on air today, so everyone who's been asking me about the caretaker of Lagos, he's back and he'll be here bringing you Checkpoint. On today's Big Hard Fact, let's talk about President Buhari's 8-year performance. We'll take a look back at the 8 years of the president as he says goodbye next week, Monday. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of every hour before I hand you over to the newsroom for the newsroom. But let's get started with today's big weekend. Lagos again. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili in a new studio. So please bear with me in case you hear something that you're not used to hearing. On Hard Facts. Do you agree with the decision not to televise the presidential election petitions? How has the Ijora Olokpa Bridge closure affected your commute? I hear that they will reopen Eko Bridge soon. I can't confirm that, of course, but I hear that it could be reopened soon. So perhaps the pressure may not be too much. Why do we have the twin epidemics of child slavery and physical abuse of other people's children? Is the EFCC witch-hunting Matawalle, or is Matawalle slandering the EFCC? It was a really big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk about it. There won't be a live broadcast of the presidential election petitions. That's our first story. That story broke right before I got on air today. The tribunal made that decision earlier today, responding to requests from Atiku Abubakar of the PDP. And of course, Atiku argued that the tribunal proceedings are a matter of public interest and that broadcasting them will not negatively affect the court, and that it was not illegal to do it. Now, Bola Tinubu and the APC argued that a live broadcast would cheapen the tribunal and turn it into a media circus. INEC argued that televising the petition would put pressure on INEC. And it seems that the tribunal agreed with Bola Tinubu, the APC, and INEC. The justices said that the application lacked merit. They said it lacked basis in law and that it could turn the courtroom into a marketplace. And my question to you, Lagos, today is, do you agree? Do you agree with the tribunal? Why do you agree with the tribunal? Why don't you agree with the tribunal? Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. 01465. I'm trying to arrange the chair so I can sit in it. I don't know if we're streaming this live, but if we are, people who are watching can probably see me struggling with the chairs in the new studio. But yes, the numbers to call are 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Did the tribunal make the right call? Or did they just meet an opportunity? Did they just miss an opportunity to earn more trust? We've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello. Hello?
Oh, sorry. Very good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name,
sir?
Agwoma, welcome. Talk to me.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't expect anything different from the tribunal than this today's ruling. I know they will not allow it, despite the fact over 80% of Nigerians would like it to be televised.
Mm.
Secondly, concerning the Dangote refinery, can I talk about that?
Yes, please, you can. Go ahead.
Now, I didn't know how Nigerians are going to benefit. I want to let them know that the crude that is going to supply to be supplied to Dangote's refinery should be done in a way that it should be cheap for him, so that we will be able to buy petrol, for instance, and diesel, say at the price of at the prices of 50 naira and 60 naira, respectively. Because I don't see why we have that crude, because the issue of this foreign exchange will no longer arise. He will buy it locally from us, and then when the cost of the material is low, cost of raw material is low, definitely that of the finished product will be low. And that is what we expect. Unlike what happened in cement. The Dangote cement factory promised Nigerians that when he took over that cement, that cement price is going to go down low. On the very first few months of taking over, he brought down the price to 1,200, only for it to rise up again. Now cement is about 4,500, and that is not what we expect from Dangote, and I believe the same thing is going to happen, that they are going to put it at international rate, which will be unfair to Nigeria.
But that's what he's always said, because we also have to remember that Dangote's refinery is a private refinery. It's not Nigeria's refinery. It's a private businessman's refinery.
By the regulation, if we regulate it, what I mean by regulation, we are supplying crude. He is going to use some of the infrastructure already.
And he'll pay taxes like the other IOCs that we currently have in the country. He's paying for the crude oil that he refines into petrol. He's not getting it for free.
My mom cannot be frying akara.
I buy akara. You mean you'll be chopping your mama's akara for free? Your mama's business will pack up now. And let's even assume that you're right and it's your mama's akara. It's just Agwoma your mama is attending to. Imagine that your mama has to attend to Agwoma, attend to me, attend to Chris, attend to Ada, attend to your whole community. She'll go out of business now.
That is what we need to. We are not aiming at par with the same international people. How much are we aiming? Our basic salary is 33,000.
Right.
So what are they earning? What is you don't compare that. You know, it's our own. We have to enjoy it as something we have. So that beside that, then it's of no use for us.
All right. Thank you, Awoma, for calling. I've got Ada on the line. Ada, how you doing?
How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, I am here.
Yes, talk to me, Ada.
The Nigerian government to bury their face in shame.
Okay.
We have crude, yet we cannot refine. A lot of turnaround maintenance has been spent on our refinery, yet not working. Staffs are there receiving salaries for non-productive purposes. Now, our president is going to commission this Dangote. Our woman never too much. Our woman too much. What is going to achieve? He's going to monopolize everything. This is power monopoly. Go to economics. Dangote cement, Dangote sugar, Dangote here and there, Dangote whatever. No, not only him. Why are we so like this in this country? It is quite unfortunate. They will continue to be running away any moment from now. All these thieves, they will continue to be running away. Yes, I bet you. Let us wait and see. Many of them will be brought to book and they will languish themselves in jail. I don't know why we don't have consequences for bad behavior. Look at the country we work for. They spoil this country completely. Look at our children, drug addict. Look at them. Look at them. Cultists. Look at them. They have spoiled the generation of this youth. Why are we like this?
Ada, thank you very much for calling. I've got April joining us. She's here in Lagos. April, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Talk to me.
Sandra, I would like to give you another hard fact this afternoon.
Okay.
Do you know that the road to the refinery
around
Shongotedo Axis, I'm sure that callers have been calling in to say how bad that road is.
I see.
And today, the Lagos State government had capacity to fix that road, and they didn't do it because we didn't matter. But today, that road has been fixed because Buhari was coming to commission Dangote's refinery.
That road was fixed?
I'm telling you, my sister, this is another hard fact. You need to hear this.
Goodness.
I'm surprised and I'm appalled at this country. Do you know what that road cost us daily? To think that that place can be fixed overnight.
Overnight? My goodness.
No, this country is crazy. Our governments do not care at all about us. What is going on? That work was done overnight, Sandra. I weep for this country, Sandra. Totally. This is sad.
April, I feel your pain. Thank you so much for calling. You know, it's interesting that April called and said that because on my Twitter, if you check my Twitter right now, S Ezekwesili, at S Ezekwesili, you see where I'm asking, what road did the dignitaries who trooped to Ibejuleki use to go to Ibejuleki today? And lots of people in the replies were saying to me, oh, they flew in choppers, you know, because I know how terrible the road to Ibejuleki is. So I'm quite stunned that there are parts of the road that have been hurriedly fixed because we have dignitaries coming to town. You as a Lagosian, you know be dignitary, you know deserve good road. We've got Gabriel in Lekki on the line. Hi, Gabriel.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Talk to me.
Yeah, I think Dangote has done the right thing. I remember in 2007, was also given by a tin company last time to build refinery. Our brother is there. That is, people is there. That's why people are there. Different tribes. Only Dangote able to stand on his ground and bought the Port Harcourt first. They collect it back and start a new fresh from beginning to the end. I praise the man. Let him sell in price, any price he want to sell. That's the right thing we're supposed to get. This is a country who get crude oil far back 50, something years ago. We're supposed to have over 50 refinery, private refinery. We can run business. You can sell for Nigeria. You can sell for other African countries. At least the man, that's the right thing. I praise that man. God should give that man a long life. That's the way we're supposed to run this country. Let us buy our price, international price. We have about some thousands of barrels free. We're supposed to give to Nigeria free. Let them refine that one. They can give to maybe some filling station. They may reduce their own price. As many people used to sell for 184. Dangote may sell for maybe 200. People who buy from Dangote, they should be having competition. We still have our own free crude oil. They're supposed to give to the 20 million Nigerians. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. Again, Dangote's refinery is his private business. I don't know about the feasibility of expecting his prices to not be market prices. And he himself has said over and over that his prices will be determined by the market. That's what he said. And he said that over and over. 99.3, hello.
Sandra.
Yes, how are you? Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Sandra, my heart is broken.
Why
is it that they don't want to televise this? Because bad things are not done in the glare. They don't want us to see the kurukere waka of theirs. There's no other reason. If they want to be sincere, if they want to prove that election of 25th February was well conducted, let them televise this, let us see. That is one. The refinery now, one person, Dangote, is richer than Nigeria. Is that what these people are saying? That this man shamelessly has come to commission? No, now, he gets a ZV. This man has done nothing for the masses. to relieve their pains than the killings going on everywhere. Well, if it is to score him, if there's anything less than zero, I will score him zero. See, bye-bye.
All right, thanks for calling. Now, of course, at 5 o'clock, we'll take a look at Buhari's 8 years. We'll start that today. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it next week as well. And yes, I have told you that there will be no live broadcast of the Presidential Election Petition Tribunal. The court says that the application of LP and PDP lacked merit. They said it lacked basis in law and that it could turn the courtroom into a marketplace. Do you agree? Now, away from that story, the Ijora-Olokpa Bridge is closed. I'll bring you details of that story when we come back from this break. However, a snapshot, the federal government ordered the closure over the weekend after a big hole appeared on the driveway. The Works Ministry is blaming so-called miscreants who they say vandalized the bridge and stole important parts. Now, I have a question for civil engineers, and I do hope that I'll have them give me a call after the break, because could vandalism actually cause that hole? Think about it. I hope you have seen a picture of that hole. When we come back from the break, we'll discuss it. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. This is Hard Facts. Don't go away.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to the Big Three on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And like I told you before the break, the Ijora-Olokpa Bridge is closed. The federal government ordered the closure over the weekend because a big hole appeared on the driveway of the bridge. The Works Ministry is blaming miscreants who they say vandalized the bridge and stole important parts. But like I said before the break, I want to hear from civil engineers or structural engineers. Could vandalism actually cause this? What parts of the bridge would need to be stolen for this type of damage to occur? Could petty criminals have the logistics to move that type of material? Or could this simply be due to increased usage of the bridge over the past year because a coal bridge was closed? For those of you who use that area, who ply that route, how is this bridge closure affecting you? Is traffic flowing well through the alternative routes? Are you sleeping on the road? Speaking of traffic, we also need to start monitoring the Dangote refinery situation. Those of you who are moving around the Ekpe axis, how are things today? Because today is the first day of operations, so I don't expect too much of a disruption, but I think we should monitor it anyway in the coming days to see how things are going to look. For those of you who live in Ibejuleki, Aja, and all of those axes, even all the way to like Osapa and Ekati, because once traffic starts at the back there, it piles up all the way to like Ekati Freedom Way. But yeah, let's talk about Ijora closure. 01465-7190. That's for women. 01465-7190 for women. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. And of course, we've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
Hello, President Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
This is Chris.
Chris, welcome. Talk to me.
Quick one, let me talk about the road.
Yes, please.
You know, I normally follow that, but this morning, some people were driving against traffic from Kostin.
Okay.
But I had to go from Ijesha to Dueleba, to Mosalasi, to Adekunle, to connect Third Mainland Bridge. That is how I went this morning.
Okay.
Because I don't want to drive against traffic.
Okay.
Then for the refinery of Ekin, Sandra, another hard part. You heard of the refinery in Egbema, right?
Yes.
You heard of the one of Otuocha, Orient Refinery.
Okay.
There's another one in my place, Utabugbe. That's in Ndokwa West. You have a refinery. In your news some years back or months back, NNPC refused to sell crude to them. Then I called.
Are they actual refineries or modular refineries? Because there's a difference between modular refineries are still illegal in Nigeria now.
You say still what?
Modular refineries are different from what Dangote has set up.
Oh, modular, they don't refine the fuel.
They refine petrol, they refine fuel, but it's usually not a very legal, very straightforward thing.
Wow. So yeah. That's why they refuse. What of the one the vice president go and commission at Ebema? Then the one of Food Watcher.
What about?
We didn't hear anything again. But I hear some of us praising this Dangote man. If we not take it all, we not do us anything. You hear what Aguma said? There are the cement is 4,600. Otedola want to bring this man 600 naira. Then I was happy. Before you know it, they frame one story. And they make sure that man, that thing did not work. You are praising him. We not take it all. He's building a road from Apapa to Ojota. Then he will not pay tax for 10 years. One person, and for the court, whatever, I said it when people were arguing. Oh, they must show it. I said, show what? Don't want that one to bring set back. Thank God they give their judgment today. The man has told you people that the Milo come. What is the meaning of the Milo come? Thank you, President Sandra.
All right, thanks for calling. We've got Godman on the line. Hi, Godman. Hello.
Hello, yeah.
Godman, how you doing? Talk to me.
I'm fine.
Yes, welcome.
Okay, in as much as we need to comment, let's say on what's happening, I think it's not good enough for the nation. I think we need to have our own national refinery. We can't monopolize this to just one man. That's really dangerous. So I don't know if the government is not going to rest on this, then it's not going to help us really. We need to have all the other refineries are not working, we get them working, and not just put our minds and focus on one man. No. So I think that needs to be sorted out.
All right. Thanks for calling, Godman. And yes, back to Chris's point about the Egbema modular refinery that was commissioned by the VP. Yes, it was commissioned, but NNPC is claiming that they did not get approval to supply them with crude. So it seems like NNPC and the administration are not on the same page. It's not very straightforward, you know. So that's all I'm going to say about that. We've got messages on WhatsApp, but before I go to those messages, let me bring you yet another story from this weekend. We have yet another woman who has been accused of, actually who has been arrested for harming a minor that she was using as a child slave. This new case is coming from Adaloko in Ojo local government area here in Lagos. 30-year-old Yukeria Ndigwe is accused of stabbing a child living with her because the girl did not finish house chores. A neighbor heard the little girl screaming and rescued her. The Lagos Police Command says Ndigwe is receiving medical care in custody because she's also heavily pregnant. So they've moved her to the gender unit. And you know, Lagos, we've been talking about this problem for a while now, and we need to talk about it some more. You have two crimes happening here. First, using a minor for labor, that's child slavery. It doesn't matter whether the child's parents agreed. That just means that the child's parents are also accomplices. Nobody should be putting children to work as house helps or as shopkeepers or any other job. If a relative sends their child to live with you, that child should be doing the same level of work as your children, going to the same school. They shouldn't be working full-time in your house like staff. So that's the first crime. The second crime is the physical abuse. Yukeria Ndigwe allegedly stabbed that girl. I'm not going to show you the video of the girl, but she has a big wound in her side. And of course, this is something that happens so often. We hear about the homeowners, usually the women, beating these children, stabbing them, hitting them with objects, pouring hot oil or water or pepper on them. So it's bad enough that you're enslaving a child. Now you're deciding to physically abuse them. You're committing two crimes. Why do these crimes happen? That's my big question. Why do these crimes happen? Why are so many Nigerians, in this case women, so comfortable inflicting this horrible physical abuse on children? Where does this behavior come from? And since it's not an isolated incident, it means that it is part of our current culture. How did that happen? What is it about our culture and our society that signals to us that it is okay to do this to children? We're going to talk about this in detail next week. And when we do, I'm going to bring you some serious statistics because I was looking at some numbers and the numbers will scare you. So when we talk about it next week at 5 on the Big Hard Fact, we'll get into the numbers. But right now, I want to understand why. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Joy calling.
Joy, welcome. Talk to me.
Yes, Sandra.
Hmm?
Dagote refinery. He says it's a private refinery. Oh, we are very funny in this country.
Okay.
People have gathered together and killed all our refineries all these years. And one person has built a refinery. Oh, God. Our money is working. Sandra, our money is working.
Okay.
We don't know. We Nigeria, we like slavery. Let me tell you the truth. Where does money come from? If many Nigeria don't know, me as a market woman, I don't go to school. I know where those money come from. All those people that we commission that DC today, all their money is there. That is what I want to tell Nigeria.
That's an allegation you can't substantiate. So that's an allegation I'll ask Lagos to kindly disregard. 99.3, hello.
It all right, Sandra.
Waiting red, Malik. Good evening.
This is Malik speaking.
Malik, welcome.
Sandra. Ijola Road.
What's happen?
Ijola Road.
What's happen?
Sandra. Ever since then, see they repair that bridge. Under Ijola Bridge, go see that road, don't scatter. I asked the governor, Sanwo-Olu is the governor, right?
Yes.
I asked him a question. He worked under Fashola. He worked under Ambode. He also worked under Tinubu.
Right.
So he want to tell me, did not know how Fashola did his job, that Sanwo-Olu were very good. Go and see Jora Road. Now you are using one way under that Jora Bridge to connect that same bridge that is bad. Sandra.
Yes.
The Minister of Work talks say na criminals go come on iron. Yes, the government is aware that those malams or those men, they steal iron. The people that sell them to, can't they go and arrest them or go and do search and see government property? You arrest them. Are you aware they steal street light poles? Then, lastly, Sandra.
Yes.
Liverpool Bridge, well, you could see through to the water. The minister wanted me to say, a person go and go cut iron, what did they see through? Now, too much of usage on weaken that bridge. Too much of usage, Sandra.
Okay.
They don't want to look. Lie. That make everybody want to lie news for that government. Thank you.
All right.
It all red, Sandra.
Malik, thank you for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name?
This is Joy. Oh.
Joy, welcome. What's your happen, Joy?
Sandra, I'm just tired.
Okay.
You see, I'm sure you that your sister said there are some things you are pushed to say, but you cannot say. You know, because you're on radio. It is very appalling what you see our Nigerian government do. I don't know. It pains me. It beats my imagination, Sandra. Like, in a country like Nigeria, we borrowed up to how many trillions? And we can't even have a single refinery. And we're going to commission a private refinery of Dangote. I want to ask you, Sandra.
Right.
Does any other citizen have the license to get a refinery in Nigeria? Is it possible?
Yes, anyone. People can pitch to get a license to have a refinery.
See,
It's a long process, but if you it's a long process, but you can bid and you could get a license.
Really true.
Yes,
Sandra, I really beg to differ. Nigeria is the more you look, the less you see. And everybody has the right to have the license to be given a power to have own a private refinery. Dangote is operating like somebody who is from Saudi or somebody who is from US just coming to Nigeria to have a refinery. That's the way he's operating. He's not operating like this is a national something. And just to get that clear, and Buhari went there in his full regalery and his friends and everybody, they go there. So I want to say, our journalists, if they have courage, let me put it that way, they should even ask Buhari, your 8 years in office, you've come to commission a private refinery. What happened to you not even giving us one? Somebody should even ask him that question.
Okay.
Just ask him.
All right. Just ask him, Joy says. All right. Thank you so much. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Give me a second. Let me bring the other mic. So the thing about this studio is that everything is up and I'm short. So I have to, everything I want to get in this studio, I have to climb to get it. So just give me a second. Let me climb and bring the second mic. It's those who are watching on Facebook that are enjoying the view because they're just watching me run around in this studio. Okay, so we've got messages on WhatsApp. Let me take a look at some of them. This one says, Sandra, please let Joy know that it wasn't only Dangote that got a license to build a refinery. Others got as well. Shokbewale from Surulere. Yeah, you had me say that to her. Anyone can get a license if you bid for it. We've got this message here from Greg Nikeja. Greg says, President Sandra, it's obvious that the whole Nigeria came out to vote, but afterward, it's only a few people inside one room that will determine who becomes president. Very bad. Greg from Ikeja, thanks for your message. Abe says, what stops the court, INEC, and the parties involved to adopt one TV and radio media station, example, in NTA, to cover the proceedings while others connect? Good question. They say it's not in the law, you know, but I mean, what are law courts for if not to make laws, you know? We've got, not make laws, but, you know, play around the gray areas of the law. We've got Babatunde Fasanya who says, I completely agree with the tribunal. Our compatriots would have abused the request. Sandra, every election petition will have requested for such. So the House of Assembly, the governorship, the House of Reps, and the Senate tribunals would also be on live telecast. So the decision was spot on and a right call. It would have desecrated the courtrooms and put the lives of the revered justices in danger. The lawyers should focus on the nitty-gritty of the case and not chasing frivolities, Babatunde says. All right, Babatunde, of course, there are cameras in courtrooms all over the world. Nigeria is not doing something revolutionary here by allowing cameras in a courtroom. But thank you. We've got Obinna who says, why would it be only Dangote that gets the supply from NNPC while finished modular refineries in Efo State and Imo State are denied same from the NNPC? We've got Greenish from Sport City who says, at least we won't be paying landing fee anymore. Since Nigerian government cannot do the needful, a wise businessman has done the right thing. Yet Nigerians are rejecting it. So Ibo should be the one that is supposed to build for us, Abi. We don't appreciate our own simply because they are not from our tribe. Greenish, you're the first person to bring tribe into this, and I think you should be ashamed of yourself, to be honest. We've got this message here from... hold on. You didn't leave your name, but you say... Criminals, rogues, traffic, armed robbers dig holes on the roads, especially bridges, so they can rob drivers who slow down seeing the holes while driving at night. Some even throw big piles of dirt on the road to set trap for drivers. It has happened on that Apapa Bridge where one of the criminals snatched my phone from the car when the driver slowed down at one of the holes. Honestly, I didn't see that coming, and I couldn't come down to chase the guy that night, as it's not a wise thing to do because you have a lot of these criminals roaming about the bridge. Sandra, let your car stop on Third Mainland Bridge. Wait 10 seconds and you see Spider-Man and Batman coming out from nowhere. Sandra, did you see the other video of a girl that had a dagger passed through her stomach, stabbed by her stepmom? Yes, I saw that video. Also quite sad. Where does that come from? Why have we decided that that's how to be with children? Olu from Otta says, people should be informed before making informed contributions. Nigeria has over 20% stake and thousands of Nigerians will be employed. Olu from Otta, thanks for your message. We've got Babalola who says, congratulations Nigerians on Dangote Refinery commissioning and brace up for a future monopoly in the refined petroleum products. Live streaming of the PEPT sitting is a distraction as it does not add remove from the quality of legal presentation on both sides. All right. We've got this message here from Arinze in Ojo. Arinze says, Yukeri Andigwe is someone I know personally right from my childhood. The young lady that was stabbed is her stepsister. I don't know what pushed her to that extent. Arinze from Ojo, thank you for sharing that with us. Now, of course, the most shocking story of the weekend was the war of words between EFCC Chairman Abdulrasheed Bawa and Zamfara Governor Bello Matawalle. First, Matawalle said he received a letter from the EFCC informing him that after May 29th, they'll be investigating outgoing governors like him. He said he doesn't have a problem with that, but the EFCC should not be selective. He said, quote, as he is claiming he has evidence on governors, let him show to the world evidence of those at the federal level, end quote. Some Nigerians wondered whether Matawalle was asking Bawa to investigate President Buhari after May 29th. The EFCC responded. According to The Nation, EFCC officials said that there wasn't any blanket probe of outgoing governors. Instead, they said that some governors or other officials may be getting letters if there's a specific allegation against them. Then Matawalle hit back. He accused EFCC Chairman Bawa of asking him for a bribe. He said, quote, he knows what he requested from me, but I declined. He requested a bribe of $2 million from me and have evidence of this. He knows the house we met. He invited me and he told me the conditions. He told me governors were going to his office, but I did not. If I don't have evidence, I won't say this, end quote. Now, Matawalle did not say what his alleged evidence was. He also did not give a timeline of when this alleged bribe request time came. But he made other allegations. He said that he's not the only person Bawa has allegedly asked for bribes. Here's what he said. Quote, if he exits office, people will surely know he's not an honest person. I have evidence against him. Let him vacate office. I am telling you within 10 seconds, probably more than 200 people will bring evidence of bribe that he collected from them. End quote. And the EFCC has hit back. We got a stinker of a press statement from its public affairs director, Osita Nwaja. First of all, he said that Matawalle has no right to tell the EFCC who to investigate or suggest that EFCC is selective. Nwaja said, quote, it is intriguing that Matawalle would want to take on the role of a supervisor who tells the EFCC whom to investigate. Is this a case of a thief saying he must not be touched until other thieves are caught? Unfortunately, it is not within Matawalle's remit to dictate to the EFCC whom to arrest, when to arrest them, or where, end quote. And then Nwaja gave us specifics of the probe into Matawalle. He said, quote, but the real issue with Matawalle is that he's been investigated by the EFCC over allegations of monumental corruption, award of phantom contracts and diversion of over 70 billion naira. The money, which was sourced as a loan from an old generation bank purportedly for the execution of projects across local government areas of the state, was allegedly diverted by the governor through proxies and contractors who received payment for contracts that were not executed, end quote. Like I said, back and forth. So EFCC is alleging that Matawalle is trying to spoil Bawa's name to derail the investigation. But Matawalle is alleging that the EFCC is witch hunting him because he refused to bribe Bawa. Bas boss. That's the drama between the EFCC and the Zamfara governor. Lagos, what do you think? This is the same Zamfara governor, by the way, that is owing salaries. I just had to put that in there. What do you think? 01465-7190. That's for women. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Let's talk. We've got WhatsApp too. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing, good sir? Evening. Good evening.
I'm very fine.
What's your name?
My name is Valentine.
Talk to me, Valentine.
Yeah. Sandra, first of all, today... I realize there are Nigerians that are more Nigerian than others. And it happens that me, personally, is not a full Nigerian.
Okay.
Sandra,
mm-hmm.
This Abidjan Road is a dead trap for a long time.
Okay.
They will come, they will do, you know, window dressing, they will go, we remain in this traffic 2 hours, 3 hours. Sometimes when they want to do their window dressing, they will come and start doing it in the morning when we are going to work, and everywhere will be locked. I used to ask myself, are these guys enjoying this traffic that we are going through? All of a sudden, Sandra, these people remember that they can walk in the night. And they came and, you know, made the road, you know, motorable just a night, just because few Nigerians who are more Nigerian than we are coming around. Is that fair? Is that fair? It's a very terrible situation. I understand the reason why people are leaving this country. Because he wants to. He doesn't want it. Being a Nigerian and other Nigerians are suppressing you and subjecting you to inhuman. That's exactly the story of being a Nigerian, or more Nigerians are more Nigerian than others. Very unfair situation. The last one today, we are wearing a cloth that is well ironed and putting on a complete cap. Today, the police are standing in some strategic point. Today, this is like Nollywood. So this can actually happen in this country. I was able to drive from Abidjan to Chevron in less than 20 minutes, which used to cost me from 7 a.m. in the morning to 10-11. It's unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
Thank you very much for calling. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, Lagos, let's keep talking. You're listening to Hard Facts on the nation's best radio station, Nigeria Info 99.3. Don't go away.
Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
Indeed, welcome back. I've got messages on WhatsApp. Let me take them until 4. Chris says, Dangote is my man of the year. He did what the government failed to do. He is a businessman. He obtained loans to build his refinery. He will repay the loans and pay taxes to the government. Let him charge whatever price he chooses for petrol. It serves us right. Chris, thank you for your message. Morfe from Ikoyi says, this guy government has really empowered Dangote, and the monopoly will face with this refinery. Many Nigerians will cry. All right, so we've got this one here. Nigerian government has a stake in the Dangote refinery. Yes, indeed, Nigerian government has a stake in the Dangote refinery. Temi Dayo in Idimu says, Sandra, I'm not surprised about the verdict of the tribunal on the live broadcast. The notice of no phones allowed in court on Saturday already gave them away. But it's so sad and discouraging, as one can rightly predict that the tribunal will deliver judgment without justice at the end of the entire go to court. I'm very unhappy. Temi Dayo, thanks for your messages. We've got this one here. Vandalism cannot be the reason for that collapse. The traffic is crazy. It is hell. I stay in Ojolegba and I work in Lekki. The traffic to and fro is crazy. Sometimes I use 2 to 3 hours in one spot on that road. All right. Ike Nikpata says, Sandra, good afternoon. Dangote, this and that. Did it change the price of cement? Did it change the price of flour, sugar? How will it change the price of fuel? One man richer and thinks straight than an entire nation. Nigeria should bury their heads in shame so one man could start and finish a working refinery. One day in this country, all those destroying this nation will reap what they're sowing. Ike Nikpata, thank you for your message. Now, of course, Enoha from Alakpere says, what happened on that bridge is organized crime. All right. I'm honestly tired, Enoho says. Enoho, thanks for your message. We've got this one here from Chris in Accra. Chris says, congratulations to Dangote on the opening of his refinery. However, it works for him and it benefits him and it's his business. My own is, everybody is now praising Aliko and his feat. But if he comes out to contest for election in Lagos State now, Bigots will come out and say he's not a Lagosian. Hypocrites scattered across our landscape. All right, Chris, listening from Accra, thank you for your message. We've got this message here from Dare in Shangotedo. Dare says, Sandra, I'm corroborating that woman's claims about Ibejileki access road fixed overnight. I was shocked this morning when I got on the road. I spent 25 minutes on the same route that I normally spent 2 hours on. Shame on the Lagos State Government. All right. Olawale says, I was on that road for a burial on Saturday and it was horrible. So it can be fixed just because of an individual coming to town. All is well with us Nigerians. Olawale, thanks for your message. We've got Kainde from Ibeju who says, my sister, this is the beginning of the result of tribunal. Nothing will come out at the end of the tribunal. The authority is speaking. Go and write it down. They will throw Atiku's paper out. No judgment. Kainde from Ibeju with that message there. Michael says, if the court could dance to the tune of Tinubu and INEC, then they don't deserve to be trusted. It is obvious Nigerians who